Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Friday, March 14th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, A&M Commerce Athletic Director Ryan Ivey. Birthdays. Albert Einstein, born on March 14th, 1879.
This man said that imagination is more important than knowledge. Welcome to WatchMojo.com, and today we'll be learning more about the life and accomplishments of Albert Einstein. Born March 14th, 1879 in Germany, Albert Einstein's early scientific interest can be traced to a simple compass he was shown at the age of 5, which prompted him to wonder what controlled its movement.
Billy Crystal is 66 today.
You look marvelous.
On this day in history in 1958, the first gold record is awarded for Perry Como's Catch a Falling Star.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day.
In 1964, 50 years ago today, Jack Ruby, the man who killed Lee Harvey Oswald, the alleged assassin of President Kennedy, is found guilty of murder in Dallas.
The moment of truth for Jack Ruby, the accused slayer of President Kennedy's assassin, is brought to the Dallas courtroom to hear the verdict of the jury.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have reached a verdict. May I have it, Sheriff, please? We, the jury, find the defendant guilty of murder with malice as charged in the indictment and assess his punishment at death. Signed, Max E. Causey, Foreman.
At the top of the charts in 1971, a few months after her very premature death, Janis Joplin hits number one with a Kris Kristofferson song, Me and Bobby McGee.
Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose.
On the KETR events calendar, tonight, Sounds of the Night around Cooper Lake. Every place has its own set of unique sounds. Come enjoy an evening of exploring the sounds of the night at Cooper Lake State Park. Find out how crickets make their noise and what that noisy bird is that seems to sing most of the night. The program will be held at the Honey Creek Amphitheater. All ages are welcome. It's scheduled from 7 to 8:30 p.m. tonight. And for more information, see events at ketr.org. Our thought for the day is from our birthday boy, Albert Einstein. Science without religion is lame. Religion without science is blind. Our guest in the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Athletic Director Ryan Ivey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you were here not too long ago, but there's some other things we wanted to talk about we didn't get to. One is that there's some things happening with the Lone Star Conference that are new. One is you thought McMurray was coming into the conference, but it turns out that they're not.
Yeah, so McMurray a couple years ago filed for to be a full-fledged Division II member. So they've gone through their transitional process, and this year they just recently announced that they're actually going to stop that transitional period and go back to Division III, which is going to affect our football schedule for the remaining years. They're going to continue with their 2014 commitments for football. But after the 2014 season, they will no longer be a Lone Star Conference member. They've been an affiliate member, not a full-fledged member, mm-hmm. but an affiliate member in football and also in track. So after the 2014 season, they will go away from Lone Star.
Now, the 2014 A&M Commerce football schedule is out, and as we discussed last time, we opened the season at home on a Thursday night, September 4th versus East Texas Baptist. Other highlights, Saturday, September 20th versus A&M Kingsville at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, and homecoming Saturday, October 4th at 7 p.m. versus Tarleton State. Now, this fall, coming up with the football season in the Lone Star Conference, you're going to have a playoff system.
We are.
That will come into effect late during the regular season.
Correct. So the last 2 weeks of the season, weeks 10 and 11, will be the Lone Star Conference football playoff tournament. And so what we're going to do is, up until weeks 10 and 11, we will seed the the conference. So the top four seeds will play in the championship bracket, and the bottom four seeds will play in the non-championship bracket. And so one will play four, two will play three, five will play eight, six will play seven. The winners of the first two games in the championship bracket will play each other for the Lone Star Conference football playoff championship. The losers will play for the third place game. The winners of five, the non-championship games will play for fifth place, and then the losers will play for seventh place. And mm-hmm. so it's really a very unique concept. It's something that's not being done at any level of college football. And it was done, I think, it was done before I got here, but the idea was to help with scheduling and the issues of football scheduling, because we were losing some conference members in Abilene Christian and Incarnate Word. And so I think it's a very unique concept. I don't know if we're going to continue it, obviously, with the loss of McMurray. Now you have seven teams instead of eight. How do you have a championship or playoff, tournament with seven teams? You really can't do that. So I don't know what's going to happen to it, but hopefully we can find some solutions. Again, very, very unique concept.
So basically, you leave the last 2 weeks of your regular season open.
Correct.
And you'll have these playoff games in those slots.
Absolutely. And it's good because, again, I think it's creating some excitement and it's creating some momentum for the end of the year. It's hard because you can't really plan for it. You don't know if you're going to host a game because you don't know where you're going to end up seated-wise until you get to the very end. And so, whereas our upcoming football season for 2014, we've got four home games scheduled. Well, we may end up with four, we may end up with five, or we may end up with six. And so it's hard to plan for those things going into it. But, again, I think it's a very unique concept to deal with the scheduling problem at hand that was there. So
we're talking with Ryan Ivey, who's the athletic director here at A&M Commerce. And as far as McMurray not coming into the conference, you were saying that there's some other prospects.
Oh, yeah, we're certainly looking at some prospects. UT Permian Basin just got approved by the University of Texas System Board of Regents to go ahead and begin the process of adding football. They even mentioned in the plan, the business plan that they presented to the board, that the Lone Star Conference would be a viable option for conference affiliation for their program. And so I think that's certainly a program that we're going to look at. Already a Division II member, wouldn't have to worry about going through any transitional period or anything like that. So I think that's a very highly probable team, that school that we're looking at. I think there are some other Division II members within the state of Texas that we're certainly trying to look at. Our conference currently has a conference expansion committee, and Dr. Jones, our president here at A&M Commerce, is the chair of that committee. So A&M Commerce has some good representation within that, and I think that will really help us moving forward.
Briefly, a little bit of time left. Track is about to start up, and we do have a home track meet.
We do. April 19th, we'll be hosting the East Texas Invitational, and something I think is very important for the spring sports and really getting folks involved in spring. Again, that was one of the big reasons of adding softball, is to create some things, some events going on in the spring. I think Coach Dibber and his staff and his team are doing a good job. They just finished the indoor season, and so now they're in the outdoor season portion of their schedule. So, we encourage folks, come on out. Track is a very unique sport because there's so many things going on at different times. And it's really fun, though, so we encourage folks just to come on out.
If you have a nice spring day, it's just a great way to spend the day.
No question.
And then softball, we're still about a year away from
that. We are. So spring of 15 will be our first championship season, so we're looking forward to it.
Oh, you bet. Ryan Ivey is the athletic director at A&M Commerce. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.